WBAL.com.
26 years since I last put on a Baltimore uniform. During that time, I made many a trip back here to Baltimore. And each time I came back, I was amazed how the fans remembered the past. It was always great to be asked for your autograph. Couldn't help but wonder how these people all remember. And now, right now, standing there, you know, I'm going to be remembered.
Yes, you will. That is, of course, the legendary Hall of Fame Orioles manager Earl Weaver. That was the last here. He was here for the last season for his statue unveiling. Very emotional day for him and everyone else who attended. And now another event in his honor is coming up. The Orioles are putting together for April the 20th. It will be a celebration of his life. Of course, Earl died this past January. Director of Public Relations for the Orioles, Monica Barlow, joins us more to talk about what they have in store. Monica, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mary Beth. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously it shocked us all to hear the news that Earl had passed away in January, FanFest morning of all days. So, you know, with FanFest and then spring training coming up and the service for the family down in Florida, we just felt it was really important to give fans in Baltimore their opportunity to honor Earl and what he meant to the city.
Well, I think they'll really appreciate it. Let's talk about what the day will include and really the particulars, where people can park, what gates are going to be open, all of that.
We're going to open the ballpark at 1 o'clock. The Utah Street gates will open. Complimentary parking in Lot BC. There's no admission charge to attend. The actual celebration will begin at 2 o'clock. We do have a number of amazing confirmed speakers, Brooks Robinson, Frank Robinson, Rick Dempsey, Buck Showalter, and Earl's son, Mike Weaver. We also have a few other guests that we have confirmed that we don't want to put out there. We want those to be a surprise. But, you know, all in all, it should be a great day just to celebrate Earl's life and just, you know, have some tears and some laughs and just memories of, you know, what a great career he had as Orioles manager.
I would imagine this is taking place around his sculpture.
Actually, we're doing it in the ballpark
itself.
Oh,
great.
So fans will be able to sit in the seating bowl, and we'll have, you know, the stage and the dais set up right in front of the pitcher's mound like we do for our opening day ceremonies.
So, and this is because you need the big screen, right?
Well, that and certainly, you know, we're hopefully expecting a pretty good crowd, too. You know, so we definitely want to make sure everyone who's able to come and wants to come is accommodated.
Oh, I'm having visions now of the Ravens free celebration after the Super Bowl. So do you have any idea? This will be first come, first serve seating, obviously. Do you have any idea about how many people you're expecting?
You know, it will be. However, you know, I don't anticipate, you know, filling the ballpark, but you never know. I mean, our capacity is over 40,000, which would be great. But, you know, I'm sure weather has something to do with it, but we're definitely expecting a good crowd. You know, we just announced this and, you know, we've already heard from fans who are really excited and looking forward to attend.
All right. So Saturday, April 20th, a celebration of Earl Weaver's life. At 2 p.m., the gates will open at 1. Complimentary parking will be available. And then we should mention, people, that you will be clearing out the ballpark when the ceremony is over because you have a game at 5, right?
We have a game at 7,
okay.
Right? So we will clear the ballpark, and then we reopen, as usual, for the 7 o'clock game at 5 o'clock.
All right. Monica Barlow, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to
Mary
the season.
Absolutely. We are, too.
All right.